You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Good morning, everybody. It's your buddy JB. How you doing? How you doing? My coffee's not warm enough, but my attitude is. So let's talk about the woke waking up.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brudo.
Welcome, everybody. It's your buddy JB here with you on Give Zero, America's number one third-rate podcast. Got a little nugget from the news for you here. Let's do rituals real quick and let's get to it. So if you got your coffee, beer, wine, whiskey, vodka, whatever you got, you know, if you got something special, want to go out there on the back deck, roll that thing up, fire it up, join the fray, hey, we welcome you. On the count of three, all good stuff. Got my black coffee. Here we go. One, two, three, go. Good stuff. It's tepid. Why is my coffee cold? You can't get good help around here. That's the problem being third rate. You just can't get good help. Okay, so overnight, happy Friday the 13th to you out there, October 2023. There's no telling what's going to happen out there today because the towel heads have declared a jihad today on all things because they're pissed off about the Jews in Jerusalem and all that bullshit. Can we just get back to impeaching him, Biden? That would be better. Anyway, so I got this nugget. So this is from Washington State, University of Washington. You know, conservative, intellectual, pays attention to reality, Washington State. And like a bunch of other universities, dear Cheerins, have decided they would have a pro-Hamas rally. Because, you know, that's what you do. That's what you do. Because they're downtrodden, those Hamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of those things over there that somehow are recognized by the United Nations or other groups, and you can't point to any of them on a map. They're just little... They're little thug groups. Anyway, I digress. So, but yeah, over there at the University of Washington, this clearly was a Trump voter, voted conservatively. Clearly, I'm sure, because you know, Democrats, woke, the fine Jewish people of America. Well, here's one of their daughters at this school speaking. Gingerly, calmly, rationally, to an administrator of the school right in front of this rally.
Alone! They want our people dead! They want us killed! And so part of it is how is it about?
And what you're not seeing, I just talked on top of that. So she's screaming, bawling her eyes out. Why is this allowed? They want to kill us. And he's just patting her on the shoulder or gently calming her. It's okay. It's free speech and blah, blah, blah. I didn't hear him say that, but you can tell that's his attitude. And she asked him, with her Starbucks coffee cup and her other girlfriends around her with their Starbucks and their iPhones, why won't you let them leave? I played it several times to myself. Why don't you make them leave? I'm pretty sure she said, why don't you let them leave? Now I'll play the whole thing again. It's rather disturbing, actually, but listen, because if you should see the video. But yeah, so I'll do it again, and I'll shut up this time. Here we go.
Alone! They want our people dead! They want us killed! And so part of it, how is it allowed? How are you allowing this? Why are you putting us to death? They want us dead!
Okay, that's enough of that. So, why is this allowed? Let me explain something to you. So, I went to Google because I'm, you know, Google. Why wouldn't you G-O-O-G-L-E this thing? And I typed in, how liberal is the University of Washington? And here's what it says. The majority of Washington University students identify as unabashedly liberal. In the survey, Student Life conducted for this special issue, 73% of respondents identified as either somewhat liberal or very liberal, with the latter group being larger than the former. And another little, and the same thing. And that was the first thing that pops up on the Google from studentlife.com. studlife.com. You don't talk about it being conservative in Washington. You don't talk about that. Is it a liberal college? While the U.S. state of Washington, is Washington a liberal or conservative state? While the U.S. state of Washington is considered a solidly Democratic state, it mainly elected Republican candidates during its first 40 years of statehood. It currently holds the longest streak of Democratic governors in the nation, having last elected a Republican to the top executive office in 1980. Fancy that. This is going somewhere, trust me. So I looked this up too. So who is the president of the University of Washington? Well, that's Anna Marie Cause, C-A-U-C-E. Probably pronouncing that wrong because I'm a redneck, but there it is. Here's the skinny on this. Anna Marie Cause is an American psychologist. Because we need more of those. And an academic administrator currently serving as the 33rd president of the University of Washington since October 2015. She was born in Havana, Cuba. Havana, Cuba. No communism there to learn from. No life lessons in Cuba where you could go, America's a hell of a lot better than this shithole. No, none of that foolishness. But she's an academic. That's all you need to know. Education, Yale. University of Miami. Spouse. Her wife's name is Susan Jocelyn. In the last episode of Give Zero, America's third, number one third-rate podcast, I told you that the woke is about to find out. Now, if these assholes out here want to talk about how in this protest, this pro-Hamas group out there, about how they're such victims of everybody. They're victims. And we go kill the Jews. And this little Jewish girl is over there whining, drinking her Starbucks, where her mom and daddy sent her to Washington State at the one of the most liberal colleges in the world, talking to one of their liberal administrators, going, "Well, you know, we have the right." And she says, "Why can't you make them leave? Why are they? Why are you letting them do this?" That's not to make fun, and it's not to make fun of the absolute danger, life and limb this child is really, truly in. She is. So that aspect of it, I find zero humor in. None. And if she wants to get rid of them, all she's got to do is say that they were protesting at a PTA meeting about a guy wanting to piss in his daughter's restroom. Well, she can have her ass just SWAT team show up. Or take a gay pride flag and throw it out there on the ground and let one of these jackasses accidentally step on it. They'd shut that down. They'd shut that down. But to mess around and knowing that they're there because they want to kill Jewish people and she's a Jewish girl in the middle of Libtard Alley. That's real hate speech. She might hopefully survive physically all of this. So she might be at the 95%, might be in the red line of the fuck around and found out meter. Hopefully it won't cross that line for her. And hopefully this will be her real cup of coffee, not that battery acid they call coffee from Starbucks. But everything in her world and everything in her programming and everything in her training and everything that surrounds her has brought her to this point. And this point is where foolishness like these assholes protesting for Hamas has been allowed and absorbed, was wrapped around arms. You can say what you want to, but if she had the first American around her, rather than living in Wokeville, this wouldn't be a problem. And I pray to God today that there's not bloodshed in this country. Because her friends who aren't Jewish will love and hug and kiss on this Hamas group. Because, after all, they're just the victims of all this. I'm your buddy, JB. Y'all need some Star Spangled Banner and some Jesus out there is what y'all need. Because I'm going to tell you, the serpent is tightly wrapped around the vine right now. And we did it to ourselves. Have a good one, America. Take care. Castles in the sky, moon under my feet.
Hands on the wheel. They want our people dead. They want us killed.